The advisor with the ear of the president, who has declared the press the opposition, has declared the press a humiliated institution that didn't get the 2016 election, Stephen Bannon, has been invited onto the president's National Security Council. In the restructuring of the council, the director of national intelligence and the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff can expect a diminished role. White House Press Secretary Sean Spicer said the changes are a simple streamlining job, but Senator John McCain called the shakeup a radical departure from any National Security Council in history. A history, by the way, that stems from the Truman administration. Matthew Waxman is professor of law at Columbia University and former national security official in the George W. Bush administration. Matthew Waxman, welcome.
Thank you for having me.
So how unprecedented is it to have a sort of mysterious counselor to the president who is sometimes described as a political advisor, number one, sit in, which is one issue, and then to actually replace, it would seem, other members of the security establishment, which it does appear as though Steve Bannon has done here?
It's very odd, and I would say quite alarming. I'm concerned about what seems to be elevating the role of the president's chief political strategist in the national security decision-making process. And at least it also at the same time appears to be downgrading the role of the top military and intelligence officials. In my view, you want to be as careful as possible to try not to politicize national security advice, let alone decision-making.
John McCain says this shakeup is a radical departure from any National Security Council in history. He's lived that history. He knows that history. Does that radical departure go beyond a tweak or a sense of this is the president's style what could be the security implications of something like that from your perspective?
Sure. I mean, I think it does go beyond just a mere tweak. I think it's a big deal to say that the president wants to put around the table of the Principals Committee those officials who are teeing up for the president their best professional advice with regard to national security matters, that the president is saying, I want my chief political strategist at that table. I think that is a big deal. I think it's politicizing national security advice and decision making, and necessarily at the same time signaling a downgrading of professional advice from the intelligence community and the armed services.
Thinking about radical departure, what individuals in past administrations and some that you've even had some experience with would have been kept out of the National Security Council who would strike you as similar to Steve Bannon?
Well, so I served in the George W. Bush administration. I saw up close the National Security Council process when Condi Rice was the National Security Advisor, when Steve Hadley was the National Security Advisor. And President Bush was very careful in saying that he wanted the National Security Council process to provide him with the best professional advice on national security and foreign policy matters. That's not to say that these issues don't have some political import. And he would, of course, also consult with his political advisors when it came time to make some decision. The national security advisor would, of course, also maintain good communications, open communications with other parts of the White House. But the Bush administration was very careful to keep that Principals Committee to those who had the national security expertise as well as the national security responsibility, that was their sole responsibility, was running the agencies, departments that have responsibility for carrying out national security and foreign policy functions.
So when President George W. Bush said after his second victory in 2004 that the architect is Karl Rove, describing him as the architect of the victory, as someone sort of first among equals in all of these policy departments. He didn't mention Condi Rice. He didn't mention Steve Hadley. He didn't mention any number of other people. Rove was not a part of this National Security Council.
That's right. And Look, the president has his political advisors as well as his policy advisors. And the job of the political advisors is to advance the president's and the party's agenda. The president also has the right to organize his staff and his advice in the way that he or she thinks is going to be most effective.
But did you ever get the impression that Karl Rove was knocking on the door and George W. Bush said, hey, no.
My impression from what I saw was very deliberate efforts to keep those functions separate.
So you're not coming in here, Carl. This is not your thing. I'll talk to you about it. I'll tell you, but you're not coming in here.
There may have been times that some political advisors were invited in for meetings on particular topics. But my own experience was that the Bush administration was very careful to try to keep politics out of the national security advisory process.
So what's a citizen to do in America? I mean, what's a senator to do? What's McCain going to do about this? Anything? Is there anything to be done? Are people showing up at airports going to do anything?
Well, I think there is a lot that can be done. And, I teach at a law school, and one of the things that I teach about is our system of checks and balances. The president is taking on a system. He's not just taking on existing policy, but he is taking on a system. And that system has some powerful mechanisms for pushing back. They do need to be mobilized, but they include Congress, the courts, the citizenry and press. They include our foreign relations, a pressure from allies pushing back on the president's policies. And I think all of them are mobilizing because they see the president's actions to date as not only contrary to some of our values, but also our interests.
Matthew Waxman is a professor at Columbia Law School, co-chair of the Cybersecurity Center at the Columbia Data Science Institute. He's a former national security official in the George W. Bush administration. Professor, thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.